Surveys show that one of the most effective ways to help people fight drug addiction is to give them mentors who are themselves in recovery. There are 11 resource centers throughout Vermont that offer such peer-to-peer support and link clients to social services. But there's no recovery center in Orleans or Essex counties. So as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, a group of activists is trying to launch one.
Take a look at the map of recovery centers in Vermont, and you see a big gap in the northeast corner of the state. Drug abuse knows no boundaries, though, so a group of concerned citizens and community leaders in the Newport area are making plans for what would be the 12th recovery center in Vermont. Currently, people trying to turn away from drugs or alcohol can attend local Alcoholics or Narcotics Anonymous meetings in Newport. But Sean Donahue, Field Services Director for Vermont's Agency of Human Services, says people in recovery in northeastern Vermont need other kinds of long-term support to avoid relapse, especially if they're not interested in the spiritual component of 12-step programs.
And that recovery center can provide you that centering place, not as a hangout, but as a place where there are some structured activities. One of the things that we tell people who get into recovery is, you know, change. You know, change a thought, change your mind, change an action. And that's what helps people get sober and get clean.
But he says change is daunting without shelter or employment, so recovery center counselors help clients find housing and jobs. That can be tough in this economically challenged area. But Brandon Malshuk, chairman of the committee to start what he is calling the Journey to Recovery Center, is confident those services will be provided.
I think as long as the executive director and the volunteers and the part-time help have networked enough to build relationships with community members and organizations, that those answers will come. And as the recovery center is here longer, those relationships will be even greater.
But first, the group of about 30 local activists has to find more than $100,000 to open the doors. They plan to raise some money locally, but they want the state to kick in $92,000, on par with other recovery centers. That appropriation is not included in Governor Shumlin's budget, but the organizers are optimistically moving forward, visiting other centers, looking for space, forming a board of directors, crafting a budget. Jim Burnett is district director for the Department of Health in Newport.
We're at the cusp of rolling this even ever more strongly and having this gel to the point of having a roof over our head and having a safe place where people can learn and explore and have support in living in recovery.
The closest recovery center to Newport is in St. Johnsbury, almost 50 miles away. Substance abuse counselors say if addicts can't find help close to home, many will not seek it. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.